She would thrust these thoughts away, miserable and horrified, wondering if there was any lower limit to the human spirit at its nasty, calculating, self-serving worst, not wanting to know. Deeper and deeper that cold worked into them, day by day and night by night. It was like a splinter. They would sleep huddled together with Oi between them, then turn so the sides of them that had been facing the night were turned inward again. Real, restorative sleep never lasted long, no matter how tired they were. When the moon began to wax, brightening the dark, they spent 2 weeks walking at night and sleeping in the daytime. That was a little better. The only wildlife they saw were large black birds either flying against the southeastern horizon or gathered in a sort of convention atop the mesas. If the wind was right, Roland and Susanna could hear their shrill, gabby conversation. "Do you think those things would be any good to eat?" Susanna asked the gunslinger once. The moon was almost gone, and they had reverted to traveling during the daytime so they could see any potential hazards. On several occasions, deep crevasses had crossed the path, and once they came upon a sinkhole that appeared to be bottomless. "What do you think?" Roland asked her.
"Probably not, but I wouldn't mind trying one and finding out."
She paused.
"What do you reckon they live on?"
Roland only shook his head. Here the path wound through a fantastic, petrified garden of needle-sharp rock formations. Further off, 100 or more black, crow-like birds either circled a flat-topped mesa or sat on its edge, looking in Roland and Susanna's direction like a beady-eyed panel of jurors.
"Maybe we ought to make a detour," she said. "See if we can't find out."
"If we lost the path, we might not be able to find it again," Roland said.
"That's bullshit. Oi, but
Susanna, I don't want to hear any more about it." He spoke in a sharply angry tone she had never heard before. Angry, yes, she had heard Roland angry many times, but there was a pettiness in this, a sulkiness that worried her, and frightened her a little as well.